Hello and happy summer, radio readers. Lindsay Garcia from Emporia, Kansas here. I work as poetry editor and publicist for Meadowlark Press, a small regional press specializing in Midwest voices. There's a book that we published earlier this year that I can't get out of my head, and I really want to tell you about it. Protest as Love Poem is a poetry collection written by Waskar Medina, who was our Poet Laureate of Kansas from 2019 to 2022. He is also the author of How to Hang the Moon and Un Mango Grows in Kansas, published by Spartan Press. Medina is a powerhouse when it comes to using poetry as a way to build community and empower people to use their voices to stand up for what's right. That is exactly what this book does. These poems are a call for personal reflection and political revolution. They are tender and they are fierce. They fight evil and injustice with love and stoke the fire in us to do that too. Born from personal experience and centralized among a nation with populations being treated unfairly and unjustly, this collection confronts issues of gentrification, economic disparity, detrimental effects of apathy, and other modern issues. This book simultaneously critiques historic and contemporary issues in America, while also maintaining the glimmer of hope for love and righteousness to prevail. Let me show you what I mean. Here is the title poem, Protest as Love Poem. I wish for a time when every other poem isn't about us fighting for our bodies, not about creating space for our bodies, not about rediscovering displaced bodies, not about accepting rejected bodies, not about reclaiming stolen bodies, not about healing bodies, not about protecting our bodies, not about saving dying bodies, not about mourning murdered bodies, not about the body politic. I wish for a time when every poem is for everyone, so I could write you a love poem without feeling selfish, without loathing the fact that it won't save anybody outside of us, and even that feels questionable. These poems are necessary in a time like this, when people of color are made to feel unsafe in their homes, neighborhoods, and workplaces. Bringing awareness to these issues through poetry peels back the impersonal to reveal the humanity. These poems and these topics must be spoken about and read about so we can understand and advocate for our brothers and sisters. While these poems of resilience and survival are urgent and brave, they're also tired in their pleas for betterment. In the poem Lessons in Spanglish, Medina plays on the Spanish word cansado with a C, which means tired, and writes cansado with a K, defining it in part as a fatigued Kansan, specifically a Latino trying to live in peace in Kansas. As a Latino Kansan, Medina is one of many who carries this weight. At the same time, he carries the beauty and brilliance of Kansas and its people, writing, "Do you remember when we danced in the fields at Grinter Farms? The air covered our song and we floated on a sea of sunflowers. That day, I swore the sunset turned us into butterflies." Let us help lighten the load by working together for the common good and by cherishing the goodness and beauty that does exist. Protest as Love Poem reminds us that we each have power and requests us to use it to make a positive difference. If you'd like a copy for yourself, I encourage you to get it from your favorite local bookstore. Thanks for listening. This is Lindsay Garcia for High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club Summer Reading List.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.